This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Sports the Max resumes. Beautiful day outside, but still a cloud over the sports community, for sure, the football world and beyond, with the passing of Marion Barber III. Joining us, the John Schuster Caldwell Banker Hotline, one of the people I thought of first when I heard the news, Brad Anderson, his high school coach, and he's had to digest a lot of information over the last 24-plus hours. Brad, thank you for joining us.
Yeah, I'm my pleasure. I wish it was for a better reason, or a happier reason. But Marion was a different player, different person.
Take me back when you first saw him. I'd imagine he was what, freshman or sophomore in high school. What do you remember about him the first time? Your first impressions?
Well, the big thing about Marion is, he truly loved playing the game of football. And you could just see that in his face from when he was in youth football coming up at camps and whatnot. He had a very quiet personality off the football field. But when he got on the football field, you could just see the elation in his face of being out there. And you could pick him out pretty quickly because he was quicker and more agile than any of the other players out there on the field at the time. So there was quite a difference even from ninth grade on about his ability on the field compared to his peers.
So he had the it factor right away, huh?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. There was no doubt that he was a different level of player than what I'd ever seen before. And I've only seen a couple players or had the opportunity to coach a couple players that I would say are up in that same stratosphere. So, yeah, a real special player.
And as he moves on, he's a running back in a corner. He played both ways for you, right?
Yes, he did. And, you know, we only play him part-time on defense for the early part of the year. I think he played in about, talking to Lombo a few years ago, like in about 8 games, and yet he ended up with, I think it was 11 interceptions. And he just had a knack for the ball, and he could really, you know, just break on it. And offensively, he was our best blocker, and he was our best ball carrier, and he was our best receiver. So it was really easy to play him on offense, that's for sure.
Glenn Mason talked this morning about the fact that they recruited him at the end as a cornerback. Figuring that, hey, if we're going to miss, let's miss on a Minnesotan was basically the theory. And Marion came into his office in the spring of his senior year in high school and said, please let me at least try running back. And Mace said, well, this is pretty logical. He said, sure, you think in your freshman year, you're not going to play anyway. So if you want to play running back, and then, you know, you'll see that, you know, you probably can't make it, and we'll switch you to cornerback. But he must have had a quiet confidence about himself that he would do that.
You know, I think he got that confidence from his dad.
Mm-hmm.
His dad, from for anyone who's ever met Marion Jr., they would realize that Marion is very humble, yet in a very proud man who is confident in who he is and his ability, and was a great running back in his own time. And I think Marion looked up to his father and had a lot of the same traits, kind of quiet off the field, but when he spoke, everyone listened.
What kind of a personality did he have when you coached him, when it was just you and him in the room or before practice, those kinds of things?
So Marion was one of those guys that never really talked about himself other than, what do you need from me, coach? What do you want me to do? What do you need me to do? And we had a game as senior year. We had switched offenses because the year before we were in an option offense. And the moment our quarterback got hurt, the other team said, we're all going to tackle Marion and make your quarterback carry the ball. So we decided we better have an offense that we can hand the ball off to him.
Mm-hmm.
And so the first week we did not play well, and we were still learning how to block it and everything. And we got crushed. And Marion comes in after the game and just says, coach, what can I do? What can I do to help the team? And that was his attitude always. If you asked him to play cornerback, he'd play cornerback. If you asked him to play running back, he'd play. He would have played guard if we had asked him to play guard. He would have wanted to be the running back, but he would do whatever he was asked to do to make the team better. And because of that, everyone else, how can you be selfish on a team when the best player on the team by a long way will do whatever the team asks? Everyone else picks up on that attitude. And so he was a leader with his actions as much as anything.
Brad Anderson is our guest, former Wayzata football coach, the coach Marion and Don Barber at Wayzata High School. We're remembering the life of Marion Barber III. He went to Minnesota, and I think one of the telltales I always thought, at least that I found interesting at minimum, was he got there when it was running back you. They were hitting the jackpot at that time. They had him. Then Lawrence Maroney came when Marion was hurt for a year. Terry Jackson ran for over 1,000 yards, and he had to transfer the next year because there was no room for him. Thomas Tapay, they converted to a fullback because they just didn't need him to play running back. But he and Lawrence Maroney had to share the spotlight, so to speak. Maroney, of course, a future at that time, it would become a first-round draft pick of the New England Patriots. But those two became very good friends, even though they were vying for the same carries in the same turf. How did that strike you?
Didn't surprise me at all. When Marion was in high school, we had another pretty good running back at the time, Otis Smallwood.
Yeah, he had a good career after as well.
Yeah, he had a very good career. Yep, and Otis played fullback and Marion played halfback, and I think they both wound up with between 1,700 and 1,800 yards for the year. They were both 1-2, and Marion was just as excited when Otis scored as he was when he scored, and vice versa. And again, going back to that, Marion was always a team player. He never worried who got the touchdown. He never, because he knew when he got his chance, he would step up. And so when I saw that 1-2 combination, and it was a fun period back then, in Gopher football, because between the scheme and the staff, they knew how to coach it. They knew what players they were looking for at their different types of positions, like a Esslinger as a center and guys like that. They literally would just carve up great defenses running the ball. And the defenses knew that they were going to run the ball, and they still did it. And so Maroney was a little more explosive, a little faster, but Marion was, in my opinion, a tougher back, a more complete back, could run both inside and outside and catch the ball and block. But together, they made a dynamic combination.
Brad, I was watching the video last night, of course, as we were putting our stories together and we're getting video from Dallas, and I'm pulling up the files of him from college and high school. I had forgotten, or I didn't even remember, I don't know, I'd call him a violent runner, but pretty close to him. I mean, he really tried to give a licking, didn't he?
Yeah, he was a very, as he got further up, in high school he was a physical player, but he was just so nifty and able to make cuts and make guys miss that he didn't always have to use it. I think as he got into the Big Ten, and then specifically when he got into the pros, he realized that his calling card was his style, his ferocious running style, especially between the tackles. And he kind of got a nickname for that. I think it was down there they started calling him Marion the Barbarian. He just had a very punishing style, and it was very distinctive. I mean, you could see one of his runs, and you knew instantly, without even seeing what team it was, that it was Marion.
What was it like to watch him on Sunday? He's not the first one from Wayzata. Ben Hamilton, James Laurinaitis, his brother Dom, Marion. There's a pretty good roster of kids that have made it to the NFL. But what was it like for a high school coach to watch him as a feature piece with the Dallas Cowboys?
Well, here you have so-called America's team, a team that everyone either loves or hates. And he was their star player back then for a few years.
Yeah.
And, I think what I was most proud about was just how he handled himself. He never became, different than who he was when he was in high school. And that was a very humble player who was all about team success, who gave credit to others, and who played with emotion and passion on the football field, and carried himself in a very dignified manner off the field. And that's who I remember. I remember this kid with a great smile who had just class.
An assistant coach for the Vikings, who was an assistant coach for the Cowboys, told me that even as an assistant coach, he couldn't go out sometimes because you'd get mobbed, in Dallas by it once they found out the Cowboy connection. What was that piece of it like for him? Because he was, as you mentioned, one of the best players on America's team in a city that embraces it. Did he shun that? Did he enjoy that? What was the spotlight like for him in the ultimate spotlight city?
Marion never wanted the spotlight. Marion was just fine. As long as his teammates knew he was giving it his all, and the people in the organization or in our case, in his teammates, that's all he needed. He didn't need to be, some players really look for that. They play the sport because they want that fame. And Marion was just the opposite. And I remember seeing years later, and I never knew this at the time, but he was a great piano player.
I saw that when they went behind the scenes with Dallas. There's a shot of him at his beautiful home playing the piano.
Yeah, and he never really said anything about it, but you could tell that here is a person who enjoyed being by himself and playing the piano and doing some of those things that he was an introvert, I think, in a lot of ways. And it wasn't that he didn't like people, but he recharged by being by himself.
Brad, as time went on, obviously we know that he had his bouts with, people would call it mental illness and issues, et cetera. Everybody connected kind of the football community, worried about him to an extent. What was that like for you over the last several years? Because it was hard to get, it was hard to really figure out where he was at sometimes.
Yeah. I was looking at a picture that I had taken with him just about 10 years ago now. And it was a day that Marion came out to our practice field, and I hadn't seen Marion for a couple of years. And he came out there and had this big grin and gave me a big hug. And we sat and talked for a while, and he just shared a lot of personal things with me. And it was just wonderful connecting with him as a grown man who I had had the opportunity to coach years before, and now he was a successful football player. And, at the end of it all, I never thought that would be the last time I would see him.
Yeah.
Over the years, a number of his friends and family reached out to him. I reached out to him a couple times and wasn't able to get back in contact with him. And I know he did some training for boxing at one point, and I think he did some, maybe I had heard some bodyguard, or maybe he was involved in a bodyguard business or something like that, but I never knew for sure. But, you know, Marion retreated back and pulled himself away from a lot of the people who loved him for whatever reason. And unfortunately, I don't think he got to experience the love that so many people had for him and really know how much people really cared about him.
Yeah, and I hope he never thought that was contingent on him being in the spotlight, you know, because sometimes that happens to guys. They think, well, why would anybody want me now that I'm not, you know, famous?
Yeah, and I think it was more that he just, you know, the game took a lot out of him, and I think, he, you know, it maybe made him more of who he was, which was more introverted. I'll never know, and most people, I guess, we'll never know, but unfortunately, that was kind of the last 5 or 6 years here. And I know even his brother didn't really get a chance to connect with him very much and had lost contact with him. And not to say he didn't love him, but
nope. It's just, it's one of those. Brad, before I let you go, you're back into coaching and you're retiring from one administrative and going into coaching. Well, you were with the Orono staff last year, going to up it a little bit this year's offensive coordinator. Even during times like this when you hurt, isn't it pretty cool to be surrounded by the family of football and what you gave to it? You still feel so connected to it even on the worst days?
Oh, Mike, I've received far more from football than I've ever given to it. And I think that's true. I think my other coaches who've coached with me and who I get to coach with now would say the same thing. And there's just something special about being on a team. And there's no team sport that's more special than football. And that's because there are so many people, but everyone contributes. And I missed it. You know, I've been out for about, I was out for about 5 years, and COVID convinced me, you got to do something with your time. You got too much time here to sit around. And I thought, what do I really love doing? And I decided I really love being around the kids and coaches and the referees, you know, and don't quote me on that.
But, no, I won't, you know, but you hear the band in the background warming up, and it's a pretty good Friday night.
Right, and it's just such a wonderful experience, and even practices are wonderful. You go out there, and you know, and some mornings during two-a-days, it's a little cool still, but it's just such a great feeling to be out there with people who care about each other, and it truly is a part of America.
Last question for you, Brad. I mentioned you're leaving your administrative job. You've done your tenure. You've met all the standards. You're vested, all those things. But just tell me, for parents out there and for students out there, where are we at right now in 2022? Because we've seen these poor kids that graduated this year, last year, et cetera, have gone through hell and back, maybe without realizing it, with COVID and all that's gone on. How do you feel about our current kids that you know, over the last few years, and what worries you the most is, you know, as we talk about mental illness and everything else and what they've been through?
Well, I know personally it was difficult being isolated for so much time during these last 2 years of COVID, and I know the same is true for students. Students do best when they're with each other, when they're with their teachers, when they're in social situations, whether it's a part of the choir or going to, you know, being a part of the band or a sports organization. And school is so much more than just the content. And I think that's something that was really evident during these last 2 years, that people miss the experience, the socialization of being in a school setting together, and both teachers and students.
Yeah.
And we have a lot of stars that might be hidden, but they're there. And that's true for not only students, but also staff. We have a lot of teachers who are really struggling right now. And it's because it's been difficult with COVID and dealing with that, as well as the challenges of teaching in hybrid and distance learning and in school, but then absences. And it's a tough time to be an educator, but we have good people in the field, and hopefully other good young people will see it as a field to go into. And hopefully people will see it as a field that needs to be supported, because it's an investment in everyone's future. When you put money into education, it's not just, It's not just for those kids. It's for the people that they're going to be taking care of someday. So I think I can't think of a better place to put money as far as getting a return on it.
Well, Brad, I appreciate your time very much. I hope the next time it's not under a difficult situation like this. But thank you for sharing and giving us a peek at Mary and Barbara III that most people never got to know. But thank you for doing that during a tough time. And I look forward to talking just football with you and Orono football the next time I see you.
That's a deal, Mike. Thanks so much for letting me share my thoughts on Marion.
You bet. Brad Anderson, former head coach at Wayzata High School. He's in the High School Football Coaches Hall of Fame. And now out of retirement helping at Orono High School.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.